epidemic of insecure work.
David Taylor reporting. With all this talk of trade restrictions, US President Donald Trump may be drawing criticism from economists and pro-trade commentators, but he enjoys great support among farmers and ranchers who feel the president is unshackling them from unpopular and onerous regulations. Clint Jasper has more.
US President Trump is talking the type of talk farmers and ranchers want to hear.
Family farmers are the backbone of America, and my administration will always support the farmer.
But he's also walking the walk, like repealing the Waters of the United States rule, which would have given the federal government unprecedented oversight of waterways on private land.
It's a horrible, horrible rule. Has sort of a nice name, but everything else is bad.
You can imagine large swaths of fields that have small streams running through them and being considered navigable water. So that was a big rallying cry.
Sarah Wyant runs AgriPulse, a specialist team of agriculture and food policy reporters in Washington, D.C. She says farmers in the U.S. feel Trump is giving back their so-called right to operate.
Removing regulatory burdens, opening up new avenues for economic development, and basically touting the working man's values.
It's working at home, but on the international stage, it's causing some tensions. Canada and Mexico are the United States' largest buyers and sellers of agricultural goods, and some fear renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement could pit American farmers against manufacturers. Trade brings in 20% of US farm incomes. So when a major partner like Japan slaps a 50% tariff on beef imports, farmers start to get worried.
But the Japanese don't seem too interested right now in terms of trying to relive what they had in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There does seem to be an interest among the Mexican and Canadian counterparts to understand that they already had some agreements in place under the TPP, and that those can perhaps be the starting points for the renegotiation of NAFTA.
Farming groups are pushing hard to keep their position in the market.
American agricultural groups have been very front and center in letting this administration know that they don't want them to mess with the deals they already have with our major trading partners, which include Mexico, Canada, and of course, China.
Australians are fed a steady diet of White House chaos and embarrassing gaffes, with some doom and gloom predictions for international trade on the side. For Western Australian grain exporter Tim Bias, Sarah Wyant's message was a different take on a frequently told story.
Well, obviously we get a lot of the negative media about the Trump administration, and look, I'm not an American citizen. He's not my president, so I'm not pro-Trump or anti-Trump. It was very refreshing today to hear some of his policies are starting to follow through on those election promises.
Farmers in the US are already lobbying hard to keep the billions of dollars in support payments and subsidies they receive under the US Farm Bill intact. There's already a proposal on the table from Trump to shrink the annual $8.5 billion US crop insurance subsidy bill by one-third. Sarah Wyant says Trump's Agriculture Secretary, Sonny Perdue, will be doing much of the heavy lifting for the farm bill.
He's going to be in a recreational vehicle traveling around the Midwest next week, going to farm bill listening sessions and talking to farmers at state fairs and things like that.
Many Australian farmers would like to see US farm bill subsidies disappear completely, so it could be another area where Trump-style reforms